வேணும்ணந்தமரவிந்ததலாயதாட்சம் வர்ஹாவதம் சமசிதாம்புதசுந்தராங்கம் கந்தர்பகோட்டிகமனீய விசேஷசோபம் கோவிந்தமாதிபுருஷம் தமஹம் பஜாமி. This is a beautiful verse from the Brahma Samhita, which describes the beauty of Krishna. Brahmaji completes many of his verses in the Brahma Samhita, especially in this particular chapter, with the chorus Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So Brahmaji is the creator. He is widely regarded, celebrated, venerated as the creator. And yet, Brahmaji, through his chorus, mentions that I am not the Adi Purusha. Although scripture frequently refers to him as the Adi Kavi or Adi Purusha. The Bhagavatam refers to him as the original philosopher in its very first verse. Janma adyasya tanvaya tatashchate shvadikya sara tene brahmaradaya adi kavi muviyanti yat surayaha. So that mention of him as Adi Kavi, the original philosopher, the first philosopher, first thinker, first poet, whichever way we translate the word Kavi, it indicates first in a relative sense, not in an absolute sense. Relative means Brahma is the first being, and of course he is a wise person, so he is a philosopher also. So he is the first being within this universe. He is not the absolute first being. Even Narad Muni reflects the widespread conception that Brahmaji is the first being. And when he inquires from Brahma in the second canto of Bhagavatam, then Brahma clarifies that, no, I meditate on the Supreme Person, and that Supreme Person is the original creator. Rochitam rochayamyam. The seed he provides, and I am basically like a gardener who causes the manifestation of that seed. So Brahmaji, just as he clarifies that misconception in the conversation with Narada, here through the repeated chorus he emphasizes that Govinda is the Adi Purusha. I am not the original person, it is another person is the original person, and I, Tamaham Bhajami, him I worship, him I adore, him I devote myself to. Now for that Supreme Person, for that original person, Govinda might at first glance seem to be a highly counterintuitive candidate, because Brahma has great powers and one would expect his creator to be having even greater majesty. And of course, that Supreme Person, Adi Purusha, in his manifestation as Vishnu, does exhibit his opulence of majesty. But in his manifestation as Krishna, he manifests not majesty but intimacy. Krishna can reflect, Krishna can manifest his majestic powers whenever he wants, and he does also whenever it's required for enhancing his leela. But in Vrindavan, with his intimate devotees, he manifests primarily his beauty and his sweetness, not his power and position. So, Govinda, one who gives pleasure to the cows, to the senses also. Krishna gives pleasure to the senses, not through material gratification, but through spiritual cultivation, through devotional redirection. When we use our senses to glorify Krishna, the same tongue which by craving for food causes obesity, causes various diseases, causes the triggering of the lower senses and the entanglement in material existence, that same tongue when used to glorify Krishna provides joy, spiritual joy, that enables us to progress easily, swiftly and happily towards liberation, towards the summit of liberation, in fact, that is Krishna. So, Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. This is Govinda, who is Adipurusham. Further resolution, Brahmaji had the darshan of the Supreme Lord. After he performed austerities and the Lord was pleased with him, so he did have darshan of the Lord, and now in this verse he is, when he had darshan of the Lord, that darshan was not just with the eyes, it was with the heart. He was charmed, captivated by that all-attractive form. And that vision, that darshan which he had, he prayed that may he have that vision always in his heart. And in this verse, he is describing the vision. Venu kvanantam aravinda jalayatamsham. Venu kvanantam. Krishna is playing his flute. Now, Krishna has this great simplicity in his abode in Vrindavan. So the flute is a simple instrument, but with that simple instrument, Krishna plays such intimate, intricate, endearing tunes that they capture the hearts of his devotees. Indeed, the sound coming from Krishna's flute is like a rope that emanates from the flute and enters through the ears to the hearts of his devotees, especially his gopis. And they are pulled by the sound of the flute, and they give up everything else. They manifest sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja. They give up all their duty and just run to Krishna, unmindful of whether it is day or night, unmindful of what other things they are expected to do, unmindful of who approves or disapproves of what they are doing, unmindful of even of their state of dress or undress. Just run towards Krishna. This is the intimate and yet phenomenally sweetly potent food that Krishna plays. And lies are like blooming lotus petals. Strikingly, irresistibly, unforgettably attractive. Parhavatam samasitam buddha sundarangam. Parhavatam samasitam. Baraha means peacock feathers. Krishna, don't wear a crown in Vrindavan. At least not a majestic crown like the crowns of gold or diamonds, filled gold with diamonds that kings may wear. In Vrindavan, Krishna's crown is a peacock feather. So, it also reflects the simplicity and the beauty that define God's manifestation at home in Vrindavan. Further, Varahavatam samasitam buddha, asitam buddha. Bluish black complexion, like a freshly brown, freshly manifested monsoon cloud. It is extremely attractive. Asitambuddha sundarangam, sundarangam. Very beautiful form he has. Normally when scriptures and saints talk about forms, when they talk about material forms, they talk about how the beauty is just skin deep, and below the skin there are some ugly things. And in this way, they help us to become de-infatuated from worldly beauty. But they want us, those same saints, glorify the beauty of Krishna's form, because Krishna's form is the original currency, is the authentic currency, and that can fulfill its promise. The forms of this world, they promise happiness, but they don't fulfill their promise. Where, because their beauty is temporary. Krishna's beauty is eternal, and he is non-different from his form. And so, to the saints are attracted to Krishna's form, and they want us to be attracted to his form. So, they describe the beauty of his form in captivating ways. And then one example is given here to convey how beautiful it is. There are many, many beautiful things in this world, many beautiful forms, but Krishna's form is so supremely beautiful that here the sense of it is conveyed by Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham. Vishesha Shobham. What is the special beauty? Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya. It supersedes the beauty of thousands of cupids. Now, Cupid, Kamdev himself is beautiful. And it is said that the beauty of the sense objects manifests or results due to the actions of Kamadev. It captivates us. So it said that 1, 2, 3, 10, 15, 100,000, lakh, crore. If a crore Kamadevs would come together, their beauty would not be as much as Krishna's beauty. Such is Krishna's phenomenal beauty. Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham, Vishesha Shobham. It is a very special beauty. It is not fully describable even in words, and it is not fully communicable through metaphors. But still, The perfection of words and the perfection of metaphors is to be used to convey, even if incompletely, Krishna's beauty. And here, Brahmaji describes that beauty, uses a glimpse of that beauty through his description of the darshan of Krishna as is manifested in this, as he had seen and as he is describing in this verse. So he describes the flute. So how does he go about? First he describes the flute. Vedum Kwanantam Arvinda Dalaya Taksham. So when we look at the face of a person, if that person is playing some instrument, that's what we see first. So he sees the flute and then he describes further the eyes. And then he says, oh, goes upward from the eyes and he says, oh, there is a peacock feather, Parhavatamsam Asitam Budasundarangam. Then he describes, notices and describes the complexion. Asitam Buddha. Complexion. And then the overall beauty is so captivating that he says that words cannot describe it. So let me attempt a metaphor. And uses the metaphor of Kandarpa Koti. And concludes by saying that, oh, my heart and my life have no other purpose in perfection other than to be devoted utterly to this Lord who has this beautiful form, Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Such is the beautiful vision that is revealed to and that is revealed by Brahmaji for us. Thank you.